of radio.
All right, here we go.
Keeping it real. Keeping it one love.
We are taxpayer focused. We act with integrity. We are professional. We are innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you so much for joining us for the main news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Vice President commissions RIA project in Zambezi. CDPD, North government's move to finance budget locally. And in foreign news, Botswana enforces 24% local mining ownership rule. First President declines free access to power dynamos march. With the news in detail, my name is Faith Zulu. Zambia's Vice President Mdale Nalumango has commissioned the over 7 million Kwacha 33 kilovolt Rural Electrification Authority RIA project in Chief Ishmash Chiefdom in Zambezi District of Northwestern Province. Speaking during the ceremony in Zambezi, Mrs. Nalumango says the government is committed to ensuring that rural communities are electrified to spur social and economic development across the country. Mrs. Nalumango says decentralization of development across the country is the government's agenda and completing projects for the people to benefit is key. She says the project will ensure other sectors like the agricultural and health benefit from its offshoot, adding that when services and resources are equitably shared, room for empowerment is created. According to Zenith, Mrs. Nalumango says President Hakainde Hichilema is a methodical leader who is set on implementing and completing all other projects in high economic and industrialized areas. And RIA Acting Chief Executive Officer CEO Alex Mbumba says the project has extended the national grid by 9.2 kilometers, forming the 33 kilovolt backbone for electrifying the area, which with an additional distribution network of 8.8 kilometers constructed to connect targeted structures. He says the agency has challenges with rural communities complaining over the high cost of getting connected to the electricity grid, which currently stands at 4,846 kwacha. The project commenced on August 9, 2024 and was completed on September 26, 2025. At the initial stage, the project has so far connected 18 government institutions and will connect 312 private houses, totaling to 330 connections. The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has revealed that government wants to cut down on debt and attain debt sustainability. CTPD says the nation has had issues with debt, hence the 2026 national budget will be financed by domestic resources. CTPD Head of Research Ibrahim Kamara says that this will be done through taxes and domestic borrowing, through government edicts such as bonds and securities, among other things. He has added that the government cannot depend on international grants as they do not have a specific time frame and are not guaranteed. He was speaking in an interview with One Love Radio News.
If you look at the domestic resource mobilization aspect of the 2026 national budget, that's over 80%. So what that means is that government is going to raise those resources domestically. Will be actually from domestic borrowing, and the other aspect would be from tax revenues, and that money is what the government uses for financing different components of the budget. Over the years, I think we have seen the Zambia Revenue Authority increasing on its targets in terms of how much it wants to collect Within these 5 years, we have seen the revenue targets increasing from 76 billion kwacha, I think that was in 2021, to now where we are seeing around 160 billion kwacha.
The Riot Hub Rehabilitation Center has called for a multi-sectorial approach in tackling substance abuse and mental health problems in the nation. Center Administration Manager Yowi Mungule has noted that most people battling substance abuse are struggling with different issues that need understanding to resolve. Mr. Mungule has stated that the organization has taken time to research and understand issues surrounding substance abuse and mental illnesses in the nation and have trained experts to handle the issues.
We cannot fight the substance abuse minus knowing the root cause. So it takes someone with a responsibility to dig into these issues and understand them. Because it's not everyone who goes, starts using substances, which we need to know what is really the cause of that. So substance abuse is one of them. And, this leads to mental health. A lot of people have mental issues. So those are some of the issues which we need to look at. We don't just have to see someone is running mad and then we start laughing at them. No, we should try to find out what the problem is. So now we have brought a solution. As Right Hub Transformational Training Camp, we have brought a solution to that. All these things, for all these things to come to an end.
Now, as Zambia joined the rest of the world in commemorating the International Day of the Girl Child under the theme "The Girl I Am, The Change I Lead," the Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRAP, has called for urgent and concerted action to address barriers that continue to limit access to sexual and reproductive health and rights SRHR services, leaving many young people vulnerable. Speaking to One Love Radio News, MedRAP Executive Director Lioka Lioka says findings from a recent study conducted between April and September this year reveal worrying setbacks in access to SRHR services among adolescents. Mr. Lioka notes that adolescent girls in Zambia continue to face high rates of teenage pregnancy and school dropouts. He has emphasized that without strong policy reforms, adequate health services and increased investment, many girls will remain deprived of education and essential health care. MedRAP has further urged government and stakeholders to act swiftly by reviewing outdated policies, reinstating comprehensive sexuality education, increasing investment in SRHR services, and strengthening monitoring mechanisms. Now, in our community news segment, a member of the public has urged manufacturing companies to do market surveillance before producing to help decide on quantity. The citizen identified as Ms. Tangoma has noted that most products expired on the shelves due to lack of demand assessment by producers. He has also advised them to ensure they include expiry dates on their products.
Whenever some part, we have a small amount of product so that we are able to suggest the wind for many CBD expired. I think that's the only solution. Like, Munga, whenever we see a Munga, so not sure if I zip one, I think like my plastic, because from the company. Not even Munga, for example, Munga, I then manage my plastic. I think he also in a situation in the city that look out. Chindi chimo ndo chane tiko ziva, chimo chane ziva kukwerenga. Aveni fuji, it's because of ignorance. Mundu se, azanka atate farasi, aenda kem shofu, agula, without kulangana apokaja.
Meanwhile, a senior citizen has called on authorities to sensitize people on the dangers of consuming expired products. The senior citizen has noted that due to poverty and ignorance, people still consume products that are harmful to their lives. She has further urged relevant authorities to conduct inspections in most shops as they still store expired and substandard products.
Information in now, I'm a danger. Pakuti abantu wonfiki sino kuishi bobukankala obwaba muri fikefintu danger yabamu nga uchakuba tubali afikefintu chali bazeri important elo nabo bene abalolekisa pali fikefintu nokufiona please wale pita.